This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
We are back at the Evinrude Center as we wait puck drop between the Goodwin Medals Peterborough Minor Midget MD Pete's and the Pickering Panthers from the Evinrude Center. And it's the big boys of the Minor Hockey Association, the Minor Development Pete's, taking on the Pickering Panthers. Fans continue to fill up the arena here. But it looks like we're ready to go. Whether people are coming in or not and they have their seat, the puck is about to be dropped. The Pete's having their usual little pregame ritual, pregame chat around their own net. The Panthers are doing the same thing. The Panthers will be in their black jerseys. Sharp black jerseys, must say. And the Pete's in their white and maroon. A classic showdown between two rivals, the Peterborough Petes and the Pickering Panthers. Right here, only on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5. And I'll be doing the play-by-play. I'm Aaron Canton, as always. The Petes have fared well so far early in this season on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week with a 3-0-1 record. 2-0-1 record, I should say. Looking for their third win tonight. They'll be in tough against the Pickering Panthers, although the Petes have had a good start to the season, as head coach Sean Hazeldine mentioned in that pregame interview. First period will be 15 minutes, followed by two periods of 20 and 20. So 15, 20, and 20. The Panthers are on my right to start, going left. And the Petes, of course, on my left, going right. And we're ready to go. Number 10, Matthew Robinson lines up for the draw for the Petes, and he wins. Well, the Panthers come away with that draw. That's number 91, Adam Bondy. And the Petes win it back quickly in the corner on defense. It's Patrick Neville with it. With his head up ice, dumps it off the boards to his teammate. The Panthers, the first ones there. Battling for it, getting it deep into the Panthers' zone. Bennett's racing for it behind his own net. He gets to it first. Dumps it back in. The Petes doing a good job forechecking early. They keep it in the Panthers' zone, but the Panthers bend it again. He just dumps it out of his zone to safety. Only to Patrick Neville. Oh, and that's almost a turnover. McCoy was almost gone for the Panthers. He still has a bit of a break there as he enters the Petes' zone. Being pushed off the puck there by Neville again. And now the puck goes all the way down into the Panthers' zone. Robichaud is the first one to it for the Panthers. Pushes up to Callan Hogg, who dumps it down ice for an icing. Less than 1 minute gone. First icing, first stoppage of the game against the Panthers, and the icing will result in a face-off in the Panthers' zone. Goalie to the night, the Panthers' goalie, number 31, Shane Bowser. For the Petes, number 12, Kyle Johnson. Face-off to the right of Bowser. And the Panthers win it again. Dylan Zambri around the net. The Petes forechecking hard. Quick snapshot. Good save there by Bowser. Oh, and it's behind the net. An awkward angle shot. Bowser didn't know much about it. Behind the goal line. Patrick Neville. Harrison Booth, I think it was. Who was that? Connor Rutherford, I should say. Number 79, Connor Rutherford. From under the goal line. An ugly goal to open the scoring. But the Petes will take it. It's 1-0 Petes. From behind the goal line. Off a rebound. Goalie Shane Bowser didn't know much about it. And the same Connor Rutherford wins that draw. And the Petes are on the attack again. Quick 2-on-2. With his head up ice. It's number 6, Owen Hazeldine. And he gets stuck in the corner. The Petes looking good early on. And Fernandez for the Panthers. Oh, here's a break for the Panthers. Riley one-on-one with the goalie. Right on net. Good save there by Kyle Johnson, although he didn't know where the rebound was, and it was right in front of him in a dangerous spot. Luckily, though, Petes' defense was there to clean it up. And it, just like that, it could have easily been a 1-1 game as the Pickering Panthers tried to respond quickly. The Petes fell asleep there. And the Panthers nearly took advantage. That puck goes all the way down the ice for a Petes icing. And the faceoff will come back to the Petes zone. Lots of action to start this game. Already 1-0 Petes. Could have been 1-1 if it wasn't for a good save by Petes goalie Kyle Johnson. And the faceoff will be to the right of Kyle Johnson. Faceoff one. By the Panthers, just keeps in his Robichaud at the point, dumps it in deep. Not far enough, though. Jaden Northey for the Pizzas grabs it first, dumps it around the board. Still not out, though, in his own zone. Having to retreat a little bit. JP Corkery. Corkery passing it to himself. Off the boards. Almost to himself again. Risky pass there by the Panthers defense. Pete's almost caused a turnover. It would have been in alone. But now the puck is back in the Pete zone. Hill for the Panthers. Backtracks. Dumps it in. Finds his teammate. Good job finding his teammate there. Number 91, Adam Bondy. Now they're behind the Pete's net. Puts it in front. Deflection. Back behind the net again. Awkward trip into the boards. Goes a Panthers player, but he's up and he's just fine as they continue the attack. The puck stalk along the boards though in the Pete zone, and it's blown dead now. No movement by the puck. Four players around it. Puck isn't going anywhere. Blow it down. Get that puck dropped in an open area and get this game going again. 12:22 remaining in the first period. Pete's up 1-0. And today's Minor Hockey Game of the Week is brought to you by our sponsors, Team Courier of Mincom, Kawartha Lakes Realty Inc. Brokerage, and FCI Windows. Face off in the Pete zone. Won by the Pete's, and they're up ice again. They get it down to the Panther zone. Racing for it is two Pete's. First one's to is Matthew Robertson of the Pete's. Matthew has it along the boards. Robinson look for his teammate. Plays it to the point. Now the Panthers on a break now. Sloppy play so far. 2-on-1 for the Panthers. He's in alone. He has a teammate there. Goes out of his zone. Goes back to the back end. Shut the door though is Johnson. As Justin Vianu for the Panthers, number 71. He had an awkward angle break where he was 1-on-1 with the goalie with the angle. Johnson was a good job cutting off the proper scoring angle. And he gets right in front of there and keeps it 1-0 for the Petes. Now the faceoff to the left of Johnson. Won by the Petes. Now the Petes heading up ice quickly again. Ashton Wright. 2-on-2. Wright gets it behind his defender, behind the goal line. Dumps it in a dangerous spot. Still in play though. Neville at the point. Dumps it back in deep for the Petes. Neville again keeps it in the blue line. Not this time. That's the Panthers. Head up ice on a 3-on-2. Justin Vianno again. He's a big boy out there. Stands taller than all of them. And it's played off the boards. And the Panthers again. Retreat. Bennett. Finds his teammate McQuay. But the Petes force a turnover right. Dumps it in deep again. That'll go right on net. Right to Shane Bowser. And he'll smother it up for the faceoff. As mentioned, the sponsors, the Team Courier of Mincom, Kawartha Lakes, Realty Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell, contact Roger Courier at 705-927-2774 or online at teamcourierhomes.ca and let his team of real estate experts help you. And FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience serving Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy-efficient vinyl window, steel, and glass door, as well as sliding patio door products. See them online at fciwindows.com. And the Pete's are still in the Panthers zone now. The Panthers finally get it out. Racing for it. Looks like it'd be an icing. And Riley for the Panthers just wasn't able to get it quick enough. And that indeed will be an icing as it heads back into the Panthers zone with 11 minutes remaining in this first period. Lots of stoppages early in this first game, or in this first period, I should say. But the Pete's are on the board, so the Pete's are happy with it. And for the Pete's, it'll be Connor Rutherford lining up. Oh, scratch that. He got pushed out. Hazeldine will take a spot. And Adam Bondy. And Bondy wins it for the Panthers. Not out, though. Shot from the point. Wide of the net. Still in the Panther zone, though. And now Fernandez in his own zone. Puck stuck between his feet. Still in the Panther zone. Trying to get it out. Having troubles. The Pete's forechecking heavy. And now the Panthers have to retreat again. James Hill still forced the turnover. It's Mancini for the Pete's. Good chance there. Good save there. That was Owen Hazeldine. Awkward angle. Good job there by Bowser to shut the door, though. The Petra still on the attack in the corner. Bit of a collision there. This is non-checking league, of course. But that was not a check. That was just a collision. And the Petes retract. It's West. Cam West, number 4, finds his teammate. Who then plays it up ice, and the Panthers regroup. Fernandez has it back for the Panthers now. And the Pete's Booth steals it back, sends it back into the Panthers zone. Playing a little bit of ping pong here as the Pete's send it right back in again. Now Corkert. Or Corkery, I should say, for the Pete's. And it goes down into the Pete's zone again. It'll be yet another icing against the Panthers. The Pete's will get a free pass into the Panthers zone again on that icing. With 9:55 remaining in this first period, on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week from the Evernote Center. And Corkery will line up for the Petes, facing off against Justin Vianu. And Corkery wins it, and they set up Booth for the Petes. Cuts inside, into the high slot. Wrister, nice save there by Bowser. That could have found the back of the net. It's a good wrist shot. Now the Panthers look to counter. It's Nicole. Nicole still with it. Dylan Nicole. And now in the neutral zone, Nicole still battling away. Now Corkery comes away with it for the Petes. Dumps it off into the mid, into the neutral zone. Just couldn't find his teammate, or the Petes would have been on 2-on-1. But now it's the Panthers looking dangerous. 2-on-2 being pushed to the outside along the boards, though. Good job there defensively by Brendan Neild to push him off the puck. Job done there. But now the Petes play the puck off the meshing. And I think, luckily so, that they stopped the... Actually, it was a delayed penalty coming against the Panthers. I was curious if they had the rule of... if it would be a penalty in the MD division up here if you put it off the... in your own zone. And you know what? I'm not sure if a Pete is going to the box. Seems as though Patrick Neville just hanging around by the box. Referees are talking about it. As of right now, one Panther went into the box. So right now, it looks like the Petes are on the power play. I guess there was a delayed penalty. But the Petes did put the puck out of regulation in their own zone. So I'm not sure if that gives them a penalty as well. It doesn't look like it. The Petes have five out there. It looks like the Petes will be on the power play for 2 minutes or less. Petes caught a break there. Not sure what the penalty was, though. Must have went away from the play. Maybe a hooking call. The referee's still deciding what's going on. We're going to take a break. 8:41 remaining in the first. 1-0 Petes on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.